With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House says the tariff policy has brought more than 70 nations to the bargaining table to rework trade deals. President Trump does have the public support. A YouGov survey finds well over a majority of Americans do support tariffs to protect American markets exploited by unfair free trade deals. Similar number of Americans support beefing up and having a strong manufacturing base in the U.S. Meanwhile, economist Steve Moore says Mr. Trump's tariff policies will win in the end, adding that under Biden administration, economic policies, the U.S. was its own worst enemy.
With the runaway government spending, the runaway debt, the fact that we have taxes in our businesses that are higher than a lot of other countries, the fact that our regulations are choking our businesses. In other words, if we could just get rid of all these things that we do to ourselves and economically masochistically, then there's no way other countries can compete with us.
Also, at SRNnews.com, U.S. economy receiving some encouraging news from two Labor Department reports last week indicating inflation trending downward. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the news should improve Americans' consumer confidence.
Energy prices are down. In fact, oil prices are down 20% since this president took office. Wholesale prices fell again. There have been trillions of dollars in investments into this country. Every day, the president is signing executive orders to cut regulation, especially when it comes to Environmental Protection Agency, our energy industry. That's going to unleash the economic boom in this country.
And the March Producer Price Index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, down 0.4%, that from February, to 2.7% year over year. And this is SRN News. Special honors for a very small church in South Carolina.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities reaching crisis levels in India. A report by the commission finds vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and demolition of property of worship is widely spreading. Commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders. This is SRN News. Travelers should prepare for some extra security of devices when crossing borders.
And that's especially when entering the U.S. Experts say 100% privacy might be impossible, but there are things you can do to make it harder for someone to see your private data. If possible, leave your phone at home. If you need one, you could get a temporary device with just the information needed for your trip. If you have to bring your phone or laptop, store any sensitive information in a cloud storage service and then delete it from the device. Power off your phone when you get to the border. John Scott reporting.
Several Southeast and Asian nations kicking off their annual water festival holiday, an occasion for merrymaking during what is usually a very hot time of the year. Millions in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Myanmar normally take part in the celebrations, but happiness is lacking, of course, in Myanmar, still trying to recover from that earthquake in late March that killed more than 3,500 people. More details at SRNnews.com.